This recording is copyright. IELTSblog.com Listening Practice Tests. Test 7. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in four sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman discussing a holiday the man recently came back from. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hey Pete, are you back from your holiday then?
Yes, I got back last night.
Where did you go? Wasn't it the US?
No, I went to Canada.
So, tell me about it.
It started badly, as I missed my flight.
Oh no, what happened?
I got stuck in a traffic jam in my taxi. Lots of cars were going to a different airport and the whole road was full of traffic.
Oh no, that must have been terrible. Were you really stressed?
I was at first. When I realised that there was no way to get to the flight though, I felt better, as there was nothing else to do but wait until I spoke to someone at the airport.
Did you have to pay for another flight?
Fortunately not. I could have gone the same day on a later flight, but I would have had to pay for that. I got one the next day without having to pay.
Well, at least that was something. You missed a whole day of holiday, though.
Yes, it was a bit annoying, but I had only myself to blame. I know the roads can be bad. I should have stayed nearby to the airport the night before.
Did the airline put you up in a hotel?
It wasn't their fault that I missed the flight, so no. They did give me a food voucher, though, as I had to hang around for a long time. In the end, I stayed with my old friend Mike. He doesn't live too far from the airport. I had to get a taxi there, though, and back again the next morning, and that wasn't cheap.
How was the flight itself?
I was flying to Toronto, and it took around 7.5 hours. Unfortunately, I had left my book in the main check-in baggage, so the time passed slowly.
Why didn't you watch a movie?
That makes me sick on a plane. It's hard for me to drop off to sleep as well, as my neck gets stiff. It was good that I had two interesting people who sat next to me, so we had a conversation about Canada off and on for the whole flight. I learned quite a few things that I didn't know.
I hope all the disasters were over by the time you reached Canada.
Almost. It was quick to get through immigration, but then I found after a very long wait that there had been a mix-up back in England with my missed flight. My bags never made it on the plane, and no one knew where they were. I had to spend 24 hours in Toronto with only the clothes I'd travelled in.
You're lucky it wasn't winter.
Absolutely. I'd have frozen to death without winter clothing. Anyway, that was the last disaster. The rest of the holiday was great.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
How was Toronto?
It was great. There was so much to see and do there. I needed more time, really, as I was only there for 3 days. I needed a week.
What sort of things did you do then?
I wanted to orientate myself to begin with, so I decided to go to the CN Tower and look around. Unfortunately, the lifts were closed for a week because of maintenance, so I had to give that a miss.
That was a shame.
Yes. Instead, the first morning I visited Fort York in the western downtown area. You know I have an interest in military history. There was an exhibition on there about 19th century military uniforms. It was great!
I can imagine that you would have liked that. Did you manage to visit the Royal Ontario Museum? I told you about that before you left.
I checked out their website, and it just wasn't something that I felt would interest me. I appreciate you telling me about it, though. While I was researching it, I found out about the Air and Space Museum, and I saw that on the second morning.
How about the Art Gallery of Toronto?
Again, I didn't think that would be of interest to me, but you know, I decided I should be a bit more open, so I gave it a go. It wasn't the most exciting experience in the world for me, but in the end, I was glad I tried it out.
Did you get to see any sporting action when you were there? I know you're a big sports fan.
I wanted to go to a hockey game. I went to the stadium, but it was out of season. The Hockey Hall of Fame made up for it, though. I spent nearly 5 hours there looking round.
It's a shame about the game, though.
Yes, but I did get to see the Blue Jays play at the Rogers Centre.
Is that football?
No. They have football matches at the Rogers Centre, but this was baseball.
Did you understand the rules?
I think so. It was a bit complicated, but I found it easier than football. There was also a guy sitting next to me who explained. He was a real basketball fan, but he knew his baseball too.
It sounds like you were pretty busy.
Yes, and that was just the first 2 days.